Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 64 of the year, Thursday, March 5th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading out to the West Coast today, California. We are looking at District 24, which covers the absolutely stunning Central Coast. It includes all of Santa Barbara County, the beautiful wine country of the Santa Ynez Valley, and massive agricultural hubs. And today, we are profiling a lawmaker whose personal story perfectly mirrors the working-class families who actually built this region. We are talking about Democrat Salud Carbajal.
Stephen, Representative Carbajal's biography is the definition of the American dream. He was born in Mexico, and he immigrated to the United States when he was 5 years old. His family initially lived in a tiny copper mining town in Arizona. When the mines closed, his family moved to Oxnard, California, and his father became a farm worker. Growing up, Salud spent his summers doing grueling, back-breaking labor in the agricultural fields, right alongside his dad. He understands the realities of working-class life because he actually lived it.
And used education to completely change his trajectory. He became the first person in his entire family to graduate from college, getting his degree from UC Santa Barbara. While he was doing that, he also joined the United States Marine Corps Reserve. He served for 8 years, including being mobilized to active duty during the 1991 Gulf War. He eventually served 12 years as a Santa Barbara County supervisor before winning this congressional seat in 2016. He brings a very unique mix of environmental protection, military discipline, and agricultural expertise to Washington.
And you see that mix perfectly reflected in his committee assignments for the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026. He serves on the House Agriculture Committee, which is vital for the strawberry growers and viticulturalists in his district. He also sits on the House Armed Services Committee, specifically the Strategic Forces Subcommittee. That assignment is incredibly strategic because his district is home to Vandenberg Space Force Base. Vandenberg is a massive economic driver for the Central Coast, launching both military satellites and commercial rockets, and Carbajal is its primary defender in Washington.
He also holds a massive leadership role in the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. He is the ranking member of the Coast Guard and Maritime Transportation Subcommittee. The 24th District has over 100 miles of coastline, and Carbajal has spent his entire career protecting it. In fact, his very first bill in Congress was the California Clean Coast Act, which sought to ban any future offshore oil drilling. He was also instrumental in finally getting the Chumash Heritage National Marine Sanctuary officially designated, permanently protecting those coastal ecosystems.
He is deeply protective of the environment. But Stephen, his biggest and most explosive battles over the last year have been over the social safety net and healthcare. We have to talk about the massive government shutdown that happened in late 2025. The new Trump administration and the Republican House majority were pushing a budget bill that severely slashed Medicaid and refused to extend the Affordable Care Act tax subsidies.
And Carbajal went to absolute war over this. He pointed out exactly what those cuts meant for the Central Coast. He released data showing that if those ACA subsidies expired, 35,000 of his constituents would see their monthly healthcare premiums double or even triple. An older couple in his district was facing a 325% spike in their healthcare costs. Another 10,000 people were going to lose their coverage entirely. Carbajal staged protests at the Capitol, demanding that the House protect working-class health insurance.
And when the House finally brought a stopgap funding bill to the floor in November 2025 to end the shutdown, Carbajal actually voted no, because that specific bill stripped out the healthcare subsidies to prioritize wealthy tax cuts, and it threatened the funding for SNAP and WIC, the programs that literally feed infants and toddlers. Carbajal released a blistering statement, calling it a quote, ridiculous, do-nothing proposal. And he publicly accused the administration of weaponizing hunger just to force through their budget cuts. He refused to compromise on basic human needs.
He is fiercely uncompromising when it comes to defending the vulnerable. And we are seeing that right now, in early 2026, regarding his fellow military veterans. As the new Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, led by Elon Musk, started aggressively auditing federal agencies, Carbajal stepped in to draw a massive legal boundary. He partnered with Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan and Congressman Herb Conaway to introduce the VA Data Act of 2025.
This is a brilliant piece of legislation. It explicitly and legally prohibits DOJI from accessing the private, sensitive medical and service records of veterans at the VA. Carbajal basically told the administration, "You can audit the federal budget all you want, but you are not touching the private medical histories of the men and women who bled for this country." It is a massive pushback against executive overreach.
He has an incredible instinct for knowing exactly when to throw a punch in Washington. And because his district is a solid D+13 Democratic stronghold, he is heavily insulated from the national political swings. He can focus entirely on fighting for the farm workers in Oxnard, the veterans in Santa Maria, and the environment of Santa Barbara.
The farm worker who became a United States Marine.
The ranking member defending the coastline and the working class.
That is Representative Salud Carbajal.
That is our profile for California's 24th District. We will see you tomorrow as we wrap up the week with our next profiles. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.